Dig Darshini Tika of Sri Dhamma Garashtaka by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Text number 3. Iti Driksva Lilabhir Ananda Kunde Sva Goshan Nimaj Jantam Akya Payantam Tadiye Shita Gyeshu Bhaktayaji Tattvang Punak Prematastang Shatavriti Bande. And so, by such childhood pastimes as this, Krishna drowns the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy, and Krishna is also revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in the knowledge of His supreme majesty and opulence that Krishna is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and is free from all conceptions of awe and reverence. And so, with great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodara hundreds and hundreds of times. Commentary by Srila Sanatana Goswami. So now, the excellences of Krishna's guna vishesha, or attributes of His qualities, are expressed in this verse, beginning with the word iti. It depicts the reason for Krishna's coming under the sway of His devotees. And furthermore, the word iti means, by this Damodara Lila, it also connotes the words ivishibicha, meaning, by all Sri Krishna's supremely enchanting childhood pastimes, like Damodara Lila. The word sva indicates Krishna's own uncommonly divine pastimes, and the word lilavi means by all of Krishna's sportive pastimes which drown all the living beings of Gokula in ecstasy. This is confirmed by many statements of Srimad Bhagavatam, such as the following from the 10th canto, chapter 11, verses 7 and 8. Gopi bi spobito nrityad Bhagavan balavat kvachit Udgayati kvachin mugdhas Tad vashal daru yantravat Bibharti kvachid agyapta Pita kon mana padukam Bahu kshepang cha kurute Svanam cha pitam avahan. The gopis would sometimes say, "Oh, if you dance, my dear Krishna, then I shall give you half a sweetmeat." And by saying these words, or by clapping their hands, all the gopis encouraged Krishna in different ways. And at such times, although Krishna was the supremely powerful personality of Godhead, Krishna would smile and dance according to their desire, as if Krishna were a wooden doll in their hands. Sometimes Krishna would sing very loudly at their bidding. In this way, Krishna came completely under the control of the gopis. And sometimes Mother Yashoda and her gopi friends would tell Krishna, "Bring this article. Bring that article." And sometimes they would order Krishna to bring a wooden plank, wooden shoes, or a wooden measuring pot. And when Krishna was thus ordered by his mothers, he would try to bring those things. However, sometimes, as if unable to raise these things, Krishna would simply touch them and stand there. And just to invite the pleasure of his relatives, Krishna would strike his body with his arms in order to show that he did have sufficient strength. So on the basis of these conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is further stated, Svagosham, all living beings dwelling in Gokula, Ananda Kunde Nimaj Jantam, Krishna immersed them in a deep pool brimming with liquid bliss mellows, Ananda Rasa Maya Gabhira Jala. Therefore, it is declared in Srimad Bhagavatam from the verse quoted above, Svanam cha pritim avaham. By these actions, Krishna stimulated the complete love of his own dearmost relatives, Preeti. And furthermore, the word Gosham additionally means the loud proclamation of Krishna's glories. And similarly, the word Sva also connotes either Svasya or Svanam, that his own glory or the glory of the gopas and gopis is thus proclaimed by these pastimes. And in this mood, Krishna personally drowned them all in pools of bliss, ananda kunde nimaj jantam, and they experienced a very special excellence of supreme happiness, paramasukha. Furthermore, it is especially noted, tadiyeshita yeshu, unto those who are attached to knowledge of the Lord's majestic opulence, Aishvarya, and who worship him accordingly. And so, Krishna declares, bhaktaya jitatvam, only in front of his own pure devotees does Krishna become totally submissive, being conquered by their loving devotion. Akyapayantam, Krishna has fully displayed this quality for all to see. The meaning is, I willingly become submissive to the control of my servants who are attached to bhakti, but never will I submit myself to those fond of jnana. And this is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 11, Text 9. Darshayang stad vidang loka, atmano britya vasyatam, vrajas yuvaha vai harsham, bhagavan bala cheshtitai. To pure devotees throughout the world, who could understand his activities, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna exhibited just how much he can be subdued by his devotees, his servants. And in this way, Krishna increased the pleasure of the Mrajavasis by all of his childhood activities. The meaning of this Bhagavatam verse is as follows. The word Tadvidang indicates devotees who are attached to Bhagavad Aishvarya Gyan. Or yet, another meaning is Tadiyanam, which suggests that Krishna displays this quality of submission to his devotees only in front of those who are already aware of the prabhava or power of his most dear favorite devotees. For Krishna does not exhibit this feature to others. The reason for such behavior is that those who are unaware of the special glories of the Vaishnavas and those who cultivate kevala gyan or impersonal knowledge are unqualified to be presented with the display of the supremely confidential truth regarding devotion and the glories of devotion. In this mood, a further meaning of the words tad vidang from the above-mentioned Bhagavatam verse is that this word reveals britya vasyata vidang, or those who are unaware of Sri Krishna's quality of submitting to his devotees. Now, in this third shloka of Damodarashtakam, the word premata denotes with an excellence of love and devotion. Shatavritti, hundreds and hundreds of times. The word tam, unto that Ishwar, Krishna. Puna, vande, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances. And therefore, the only thing worshipful for the devotee is to offer obeisances unto the super excellence of the process of bhakti, which brings the Supreme Lord under the control of His devotees. Such a condition can never come about through Aishvarya Jnana, or knowledge of Krishna's divine majesty. This alone is the mood of the devotee offering this specific prayer. Thus ends Sanatan Goswami's Digdarshini Tika on the third shloka of Sri Sri Damodarashtakam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Iti drikswalilavir ananda kunde swagosham nimajantam akyapayantam tadiyeshita geshu bhaktair jitatvam punak prematastam shatavritti bande. Iti dvitsvali labir ananda kunde svagoshang nimajjantam akyapayantam tadiyeshitad yeshu bhaktair jitatvam punak prematastam shatavritti bande. Iti dvik svali labhir ananda kunde svagosham nimaj jantam akyapayantam tadi shitagishu bhaktair jitatvam punak prematastam shatavritti bande.